Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or want to find out more about something, drop me a line at david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi and the podcast on fmr.co.za. Now, if you have an older car, you are missing out. And no, this isn't fine motoring. This is Tech Talk. What you are missing out on is CarPlay or Android Auto, two tech revolutions that I believe enhance driving comfort and safety. Essentially, your car radio infotainment, or to give it an acronym, because apparently everything needs an acronym these days, ICE, or ICE, for in-car entertainment, but it goes beyond Bluetooth for safer hands-free calling. It allows voice calling. Hey Siri, call the radio station and hope for dear life that you aren't logging a call to Putin and ensuring lifelong surreptitious surveillance of your every move. But that's just the point. These voice features actually work these days. You have got to the point of usefulness, if I dare say so. Check the weather by voice. Plan a drive via Waze to a destination. And that's another safety aspect. GPS mapping by the likes of Waze, watching traffic and patterns, thereby reducing stress and driver fatigue. Also teaching you that a mad rush only saves moments as opposed to driving with the traffic. Seriously, watch your ETA, expected time of arrival, you see I've got another acronym in there, not change much at all as your behavior does radically. Go from an absolute madcap race to driving sedentary and you'll see not much changes. This is a long intro as to what I installed in my own car this week, which is an aging 4x4. A company called OneNav offered me a gorgeous 9-inch touchscreen ICE unit, which obviously didn't fit. So I ended up with their bare-bones OneNav Classic 6.8-inch, which fits into a double DIN, which by moving the climate controls about would fit my aging Pajero. So here's how things work. Either you go to them, or more miraculously, they come to you. Yes, seriously, Roderick and Mornay arrived on time, as scheduled. Well, actually 7 minutes early. My first smile of the day. Then they began stripping the old radio and CD changer out. I watched their work. My eyebrow was quickly returned to its down position as neat, thorough, knowledgeable work was done. The vehicle I have requires removing things like the gear knobs to take panels out, a tricky job. But these friendly techs knew what they were doing and were thorough, working quickly and efficiently. If my vehicle had been slightly newer, the wiring would have been plug and play. Mine was old enough that the harness had to be adapted. Skilled work, about an hour's worth, and my dash was fitted back perfectly, everything working. It seriously would have taken them 15 to 20 minutes had it been a newer vehicle. My mic worked properly. People can actually hear me. The sound quality is as good, if not slightly better than stock, which is good. Radio reception is great and wide. Apple CarPlay works flawlessly. It also has an SD card reader and Bluetooth. It's capable of camera inputs and I will try test that soon. Reversing may just get easier for me. The two annoying issues that I see most often with aftermarket and even cheaper OEM installations in brand new cars is screen quality and lag. Let's cover them one by one. Fuzzy screens ruin the experience. And lag is the time between pressing a screen button and it doing the thing it's meant to do. And it both can be beyond frustrating. So I'm delighted to report that it is sharp, legible in sunlight, and fast enough that I can't detect any actual lag. And it looks stuck. The only thing I would have preferred is a physical on-off volume knob. It relies on dedicated touch portions of the device. For newer cars, it integrates with steering wheel controls and the like. Expect to pay a very reasonable R4,299 installed. And if you need a module for the steering wheel controls, there may be a minor extra charge. It is, by the way, available online for even less if you're handy with the self-install. I advise using them to install. They are that good. That's the OneNav 6.8-inch Classic, and I can highly recommend them for both the unit and the service. Reach out to them on onenav.co.za. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi and the podcast on fmr.co.za.